USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The second COVID vaccine is on the move after receiving an emergency use authorization from the Food and Drug Administration on Friday. Moderna's vaccine will move out from a Kentucky facility with deliveries beginning as early as Sunday. General Gustav Perna says the first shipments of shots have already left Moderna's facilities.
Distribution of Moderna vaccine has already begun. Moderna has moved vaccine from their fill-finish manufacturing sites to McKesson, who will serve as the central distributor. At McKesson distribution centers, boxes are being packed and loaded today. Trucks will begin rolling out tomorrow.
The COO of Operation Warp Speed also apologized Saturday for miscommunications over the number of Pfizer vaccines that were delivered to states this week. Many states complained about receiving fewer numbers of shots than promised in the initial round of deliveries. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square. Use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
As negotiations over a coronavirus stimulus bill continue, Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey is raising an issue with the provision in the CARES Act that was passed earlier this year. Toomey wants to limit the Federal Reserve's emergency powers to provide loans to businesses, cities, and states, powers that it was given in the CARES Act. Senator Bill Cassidy believes that's a power that should remain with the legislative branch. He tells ABC News that Congress shouldn't be delegating its fiscal responsibilities to other agencies.
If the Fed is going to have powers for an emergency, Congress can grant those powers. But Congress should not continue giving away authority to the executive branch, to the Fed, etc. That's not how our founding fathers set it up. They wanted Congress to actually deliberate. We showed we could deliberate quickly. We can get the Fed with the authority and the Fed with the money for whatever is needed. But I personally would rather power to reside where our founding fathers wanted it to be, in Congress, and not cede it to other agencies.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Michigan's governor is enlisting the help of Santa Claus to get people behind her COVID restrictions. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has enlisted Santa to sell children on her coronavirus pandemic message. The video message of a man dressed as Santa Claus was shown to young children who were asking the governor about COVID-19. Towards the end of the video, the Democrat governor has a message for the little children.
And another way to stay safe during the holiday is to stay home, but call your grandparents and your cousins and your family, and it's the safest way to tell the people you love how much you care about them. This year it has to look a little bit different so we can stay safe. And I appreciate all of you doing your part.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Championship weekend continues in college football as number 3 Clemson beat number 2 Notre Dame 34-10 to take the ACC championship. Number 10 Oklahoma turned number 6 Iowa State back 27-21 to give the Sooners their 6th straight Big 12 championship. Number 24 San Jose State claimed their first ever Mountain West title, beating Boise State 34-20. And Army clinched the Commander-in-Chief's trophy with a 10-7 victory over Air Force. It's the third time in 4 years that Army has claimed the trophy awarded to the winner of the series of games among the 3 service academies with FBS programs. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.